A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Paul's escorts had taken him to Athens, they came away with the instructions for Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as possible. Then Paul stood up at the Areopagus and said, "You Athenians, I see that in every respect you're very religious. For as I walked around looking carefully at your shrines, I even discovered an altar inscribed to the unknown God. What therefore you unknowingly worship, I proclaim to you, the God who made the world and all that is in it, the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands because he needs anything. Rather, it is he who gives to everyone life and breath and everything. He made from one the whole human race to dwell on the entire surface of the earth, and he fixed the ordered seasons and the boundaries of their regions so that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since, therefore, we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divinity is like an image fashioned from gold or silver or stone by human art and imagination. God has overlooked the times of ignorance, but now he demands that all people everywhere repent, because he has established a day in which he will judge the world with justice through a man he has appointed, and he has provided confirmation for all by raising him from the dead. When they heard about the resurrection of the dead, some began to scoff, but others said, 'We should like to hear you on this some other time.' And so Paul left them, but some did join him and become believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the court of the Areopagus, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. After this, he left Athens and went to Corinth." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all you his angels. Praise him, all you his hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. For let the kings of the earth and all the peoples, the princes and all the judges of the earth, young men too and maidens, old men and boys, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. He has lifted up the horn of his people. Be this his praise from all his faithful ones, from the children of Israel, the people close to him. Alleluia. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. And he will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from me what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. And so a good many years ago now, me, Father Monsignor Losi, Father Nick Rao, my classmates, we took Bishop Murphy out to dinner on our anniversary because he was the one that ordained us. And in the conversation we had with him, he just started talking about everything is a revelation of God. And that just, How can everything be a revelation of God? But that's what Paul was trying to tell the Greeks this day, the Athenians, that in him we live and move and have our being. God is not far from any of us. He has revealed himself through all these things. And again, the job of all of us, of course, is to do God's will, as we've heard 1,000 times from me. And what is part of God's will? To love, yes, but to bring others to a relationship with him. And that's what Paul is doing. Now notice, he doesn't yell and scream at them and hit them over the head about all your sinful practices here in Greece. And they had a lot of them. He met them where they were, and he built on the good that they had already done. They have all these idols, all these gods that they're worshiping. And he finds the one to the unknown God, and he goes, ah, you see that? I want to tell you who he is. He didn't yell and scream about all the other ones you're going to hell for, because all those other things are pagan entities. Now, we could have done that and said, I was being truthful, and I need to speak the truth. Yeah, we all know. Everybody can't stand you because of it. But the reality is, do we build on what other people already are doing? Do we meet people where they are and share with them and build on that, the reality that God is present? Isn't it amazing? It says here, all people are these offspring. That means everyone's a beloved son or daughter of the Father. Everyone. So those who we hate, those who we judge, think about how God the Father feels when we treat his beloved sons and daughters like garbage, who he created out of love and who he sent Jesus to die for, that they might be saved. Do we treat them the way our Father treats them? That's what we got to do if we're going to bring them to salvation. And that's our call. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and